Today we will read the other two or three of the other du'as which should be recited in the mornings. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, min sharri ma khalaq, wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, wa min sharri nafathati fil uqad, wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, min sharri ma khalaq, wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, wa min sharri nafathati fil uqad, wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, min sharri ma khalaq, wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, wa min sharri nafathati fil uqad, wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, minal jinnati wan nas. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, minal jinnati wan nas. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, minal jinnati wan nas. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, 'alimul ghaibi wash-shahadah, huwar rahmanur rahim. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
Read one tasbih of La ilaha illallah. As I have mentioned many times, that the virtues of La ilaha illallah are unlimited. There are so many virtues of this little kalima, La ilaha illallah. But something that really catches us, something that is simple and easy to understand, and one virtue which is really conspicuous and outstanding, is this, that the person who will recite 100 times a day La ilaha illallah, then on the day of Qiyamah Allah Ta'ala will make his face shine like the full moon. Now, I've explained this many times, that in our minds the thought comes that the person who is reading La ilaha illallah, of course he must read it with ikhlas and sincerity. This you have to remember in all du'as, that there has to be ikhlas, there has to be sincerity. And the sincerity of La ilaha illallah is that it restrains the person from all haram. So if he's reading it with sincerity, with ikhlas, he's trying to stay away from haram, then inshallah his face will shine like the full moon. But even if he is not abstaining as much as he should from sins, but with sincerity he is trying to read La ilaha illallah 100 times a day, then the muhaddiseen have mentioned that this virtue still applies, in the that inshallah Allah Ta'ala, with the barakat of this recitation with ikhlas of La ilaha illallah 100 times a day, Allah Ta'ala will give this person the tawfiq of tawbah prior to his dying. Before he leaves this world, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give him the tawfiq that he will make sincere tawbah from all sins. And what that means is that if it is the rights of people, he will, before he leaves this world, inshallah he'll get the tawfiq of asking for forgiveness or repaying whatever is due. The huquq of Allah Ta'ala also he'll try and fulfill. But inshallah, before his departure from this world, he will get that tawfiq of doing the right things, and that will then lead to his face shining like the full moon on the day of judgment. So it doesn't take much time, but the virtues are unlimited, as I said, of La ilaha illallah. So let us read one tasbih of La ilaha.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
One dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم which covers all the duas of his entire life. Let us read that again. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'aza minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.